C1. Eating disorders.
Eating disorders have become more and more common these days. An eating disorder is, in fact, a mental disorder. In the case of eating disorders, people suffering from them become obsessed with food or body shape. Although anyone can suffer from an eating disorder, they are more prevalent in women. But what causes these disorders? Experts believe that they may be caused by a multitude of factors. Some researchers have identified genetic traits, so if parents or siblings had eating disorders, it is likely that other members of the family also have them. Another trait that may cause them is personality, as is the case with impulsive, neurotic, or perfectionist personalities. There are also social causes, such as pressure to be thin, or cultural preferences for thinness, mostly promoted by the media. Anorexia nervosa is perhaps the most well-known disorder. It generally develops during adolescence or young adulthood and affects more women than men. People with this disorder see themselves as overweight, even if they are severely underweight. They tend to have very restrictive eating patterns and avoid foods rich in calories. Bulimia nervosa, just like anorexia, tends to develop during adolescence and is more common in women than in men. People suffering from this disorder tend to eat large amounts of food in a relatively short period of time until they are painfully full. They then try to purge so as to compensate for the calories consumed. Purging may include forced vomiting, undergoing fasts, taking diuretics or laxatives, or engaging in excessive exercise. One thing that differentiates sufferers of bulimia nervosa from others with similar disorders is that, in general, they keep a relatively normal weight compared to people their same age and body type. Binge eating disorder has only recently been recognized as an eating disorder. Just as is the case with other disorders, this one begins during adolescence, although it can also appear later in life. Sufferers from this syndrome behave in similar ways as those with bulimia. They eat huge amounts of food during very short periods of time and often feel they cannot control what they eat. However, sufferers of binge eating disorder do not compensate by purging or exercising, which is why they are often overweight or obese. Pica is also a new condition that has been recently recognized as a disorder. Sufferers from pica have a need to consume non-food substances, such as dirt, soil, soap, paper, laundry detergent, or ice. The disorder can occur any time in life, although it is most frequently seen in children, women who are pregnant, or people with mental disabilities. There are many dangers associated with pica. For example, the non-food items may contain toxic substances, which could lead to poisoning. Eating non-food items can also interfere with regular eating, which can lead to malnutrition and weight loss. Rumination disorder is also a newly recognized one. Ruminants, just like cows, regurgitate food they have previously chewed and swallowed. Then they chew it again and either swallow or spit it. It is most frequently seen in children between the ages of 3 and 12 months, and often disappears on its own. However, if it does not disappear, it may result in severe weight loss and malnutrition, which can be fatal in children. Lastly, night eating disorder is a syndrome that affects people of all ages. People suffering from it tend to wake up in the middle of the night craving food, and they binge eat excessively, sometimes feeling they cannot control themselves. Because they do not exhibit compensatory behaviors like purging, obesity is usually a consequence. The examples we have presented are examples of severe mental disorders that affect not just the daily lives of those who suffer from them and that of their families, but also put sufferers at risk. If you know of someone that might have an eating disorder, talk to them and seek help from properly qualified healthcare personnel.